Hello, I'm Joe Vigliotti, Carroll County Commissioner from District 1. Thank you for joining me today. My podcast will be a bit shorter than usual, as between our regular work as commissioners, our support of different groups, organizations, and community activities, and especially the budget, we've been quite busy. But I still wanted to take a couple of minutes to share a few words. We've spent the spring so far heavily engaged in budgeting. We're well into the process, and as you may know, we're attempting to balance a budget deficit of about $12 million or so. Now, this isn't because we've added any major new costs or created any new departments since taking office. This is in large part due to things like inflation, increased costs, the Department of Fire and Emergency Services, and unfunded and marginally funded mandates from the state, such as Blueprint. With the budget, we're looking at ways to cut costs. We're considering some very difficult and unpopular choices, including taking away money from agricultural preservation and altering the implementation of the Department of Fire and Emergency Services. And we're also looking at ways to curb spending while trying to continue to provide services that citizens depend upon. Each of these choices have real and serious consequences, but we do recognize that these are difficult economic times, and so these proposals are aimed at helping to balance the budget. And remember that each of the choices that we're considering at present are not final and could very well change before the final passage of the budget. But we are required by law to have a balanced budget. We cannot run a deficit. We're trying to avoid having to increase taxes, but there may be no other option. Still, we are trying to do what we can before the budget has to be passed. In that time, I hope you'll continue to write to us and to share your thoughts on the budget. We do read all of the emails, letters, and messages that we receive, and we do our best to take and return calls as well. We're also at work on a number of other requests from our citizens. We'll be holding a public hearing on a potential moratorium for the spread and storage of dissolved air filtration industrial sludge as a fertilizer in the coming weeks, as one such example of doing our best to be responsive. There are a number of other issues ahead as well, including zoning concerns that we'll be looking at more closely. Again, we do our best to be responsive, and if we can find ways to improve what we do or how our county operates, we seek to make those improvements. Elsewhere, the county is gearing up for the spring and summer. From the county to the municipalities to local businesses, groups, and organizations, there will be no shortage of community and family-friendly activities and events in the months ahead. Among those events will be our annual veteran celebration at the Farm Museum on Sunday, May 5th. The event is free and open to all of our veterans and anyone interested in attending to honor and express gratitude for the service of the men and women who put on a uniform to defend our way of life. It's only a few weeks off, but very much worth deciding to attend and planning to attend. Again, with the season being so busy, I hope you'll forgive me for this shorter podcast. I encourage you to continue to reach out to us. Again, we do our best to respond in as timely a manner as possible if responses are requested, but I do know and can tell you that my fellow commissioners and myself do look at every email, letter, and note that we receive. I very much look forward to seeing you around the county in the coming days. God bless you. I'm Joe Vigliotti, Carroll County Commissioner from District 1, and thank you for joining me.